If you want to be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we can keep in touch like we did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago.
The CS.
Yeah, we're on the
same page. Who knows if it's there? Folks, you've waited. We've teased it. The time has come to give you guys a major announcement of what is happening to Pen Pals. And I'll tell you what, Daniel and I did not discuss prior who would say this, but
because it's us, no matter what, it's us.
It's two. We're two voices inside one body. We're one voice inside two bodies. Mm-hmm. We've got some big news. I feel I kind of want you to do the honors.
But then I want you to jump in right away.
I'm going to immediately.
Okay. So we teased it on our social media. You've maybe heard us allude to it in the past few weeks. As of the 7th of July, we are taking Pen Pals.
Starting on, yes. The 7th of July.
Pen Pals will be a part of Team Coco.
Coco family.
Yes.
The Team Coco network.
We've loved our time here and our run at Starburns, but we have some things that we want to do with the show. There's no hard feelings. Everybody loves everybody.
That's right.
And we just feel like some of the things that we want to do being with Team Coco is going to be a great fit for us. It's going to breathe some new life into the show for some of the things we want to do to kind of you say this a lot. It's like evolution, evolve the show.
There's change. Yeah. And you know, it makes it interesting and fun. I mean, Daniel and I love this show. You guys clearly love this show and what we've done. And I think to keep loving it, we always need to, experiment and let it grow and change. And you know, there's no denying it. The past year over Zoom was a huge experiment of, how do we do the show in these contexts? And then starting to do live shows over Zoom with you guys joining in. I think we've always wondered, well, what's the next iteration so that we're always trying something new and keeping it fresh and entertaining for ourselves? And the idea of going over to Team Coco presented itself as an opportunity, and also there might be a slight change to sort of how we do the show. It'll still be Daniel and I
always be writing
hosting and carrying the show, and you guys will still be submitting us letters through email or through snail mail that are the show. But now we're going to incorporate more guests through the resources of Team Coco. Get some people on this show that you maybe definitely know because they're a huge household name, or sure, people that maybe you've sort of heard of, or people you've never even heard of at all, and have more guests on the show to kind of interact with us and kind of build it out and try to, I keep calling it Pen Pals 2.0 because I feel like it's kind of the same thing. It's just a different version of it that we're going to experiment with. There's still going to be episodes that are just Daniel and I without a guest. Those will still be happening. And if you listen to the Patreon, there's going to be some announcements over there. So if you're a fan of the Patreon or if you want to join the Patreon, we're going to have some more updates on how that's going to work. And
yeah, that might come a little bit after things get ramping and rolling.
Ramping and rolling.
Hashtag ramping and rolling.
Hashtag ramping and rolling.
A ramp rolling good time. So that might start and follow through a little bit more after we get over at Team Coco. But it's what if you love this show, thanks. And what you love about it is only going to either stay the same or even grow out of what it is. There's going to be no big story like, well, they don't really do letters anymore. That's not going to happen.
Right.
You will always be sending us letters. And Rory and I have thought long and hard about like, well, what if we brought more people into the fold as far as having guests? And every person that we have on will be someone who kind of can run the end-to-end like we do in terms of comedy with sincerity, heart, and also being funny at the same time. So you'll always write to us. Maybe it'll just be we have a friend there that'll chime in as well. Mm-hmm. And another caring voice never hurts, and neither does another funny one. So we are super excited. What you can expect is on the 7th, and then on the 14th, and then on the 21st, it'll be some like teaser episodes, just giving some people ideas. Also, guys, for us, you've been ride or dies, or maybe you're even new, but you're with us now. We're going to introduce the show to a whole bunch of more people. So some of those episodes are going to kind of sound like things maybe you already know, but you're also going to be able to see what that new vibe is like too. So we'll do a few episodes like that, and then on the 28th, it'll be our first in full episode on Team Coco. You don't have to do anything. That's the last thing I want to tell you, unless I think of something
else.
Just
keep showing up like you have.
Yeah, it'll be in the same feed.
Amazing.
You don't have
support.
To resubscribe. You don't have to move over. You'll keep getting it right where you listen to it. The only thing you can do if you're like, guys, how can I be a part of this big move over to Team Coco? Here's how. Keep growing the show. If you haven't ever rated or reviewed it on iTunes, do that on the 28th, right when that first episode drops. Save it up. Think of how you want to call us cackling idiots, and then tell other people you work with. Force your coworkers. Are you a manager at a Subway restaurant? Put on pen pals. Tell people you're
Make
not.
Make the customers right. listen.
Tell them, like, we
no
will not.
No sandwiches.
Right, exactly. We will not toast your sandwich until you show us that you've subscribed to pen
no
pals.
No Arancas until you listen to the show. And right. also, you know, like we're saying, things are going to be the same as we go over there, and things will be slightly different, but it's still based on you guys. And if we go over there and you go, yeah, I like what they're doing now, but I keep wanting to recommend the episodes they've done to people, all of that will still be available. The entire back catalog of anything that is Pen Pals will be available to you if you so desire, and people that you promote the show to, because I think we've experienced it in person, but we also read it in letters very often that people say they decided to start at the beginning and they're now caught up. So they clearly like the process of getting
sure.
to go.
And so do we.
What are all the topics? What are all the hashtags? What are all the things that have happened? There is a way to go back and hear all that stuff.
And the last thing, this is the last thing I'll say, and then we'll go where we
That's
go.
That's right.
And I'm sure we'll have so much more to say. Our final episode on Starburns will be the 30th. I have two things. Our guest will be Mr. Noah Eberhardt. We will have producers and everything over there at Team Coco. So Noah will continue to be a part of this community. He will continue to be a part of our hearts and our love and a friend, and may even pop in from time to time. But we will be doing our final episode on Starburns with Noah next week. And the very, very last thing is, if you also say to yourself, like, I want to be a part of this, here's the best way. And it's never changed and it never will. Send us letters. We want so many great letters. We've got a whole bunch of backpiled. We'll also be giving out an address for you to mail those to us. But we want letters. We need letters for those teaser episodes
That's
we're going
right.
to do. And we need letters for going into Team Coco. They can be about anything. And as you'll see today, as we're about to go, it's a perfect example. We're running from one end of the house to the other with the types of letters that we do. So do that. thepenpalspod@gmail.com. There's no S in Gmails, but you get what I'm doing. All right.
Parentheses S.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We'll remember what we forgot.
No, we won't.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
And let's go to the letters.
I probably
should mention to everybody that we won't be able to do that anymore. Any popular music that would cause lawsuits. I know for a long time we joked about all the lawsuits, and you know, maybe there's lawsuits valid for all our past episodes, but we obviously didn't care because who knew us?
Oh, every
and
time
no one's gonna find out.
We've
but
gotten
now,
a lot of cease and desist, but I just throw them away because I think legally, if you don't read
if
them,
you
they don't
read
count.
Them. That's right,
they don't count.
But now that we're over at Team Coco in a month or so, they do read them, and so we won't be able to do any popular songs. So that element will be gone. But I'll
but
tell
on the
you
Patreon,
what, the page right. is our safe space.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Who's
still get
who's,
sued there?
Who's to bat?
I'll
here?
Go.
All right.
Ready?
Ready? Hi guys. It feels casual. And then I have like abandonment and like fear issues, so it also feels mean to me. It's
hi
not
guys.
At all.
Wait, you think it feels mean?
Like
hi
some, it's like bad news is coming. So not mean, but like, hi guys.
I get
and
that.
I'm like, oh shit, what did I do? That's how I live my life, Roar.
Well, and just to be clear, you usually
like
have done something.
If you text
and so it
me,
does add up.
If you
and
text me in real life, if you're like, hey, and I'm like, fuck,
I know,
Rory's leaving the show. I go to dark places.
Jordan will be like, so, and I'm like, what? And she'll be like, what do you want for dinner? Should we order out? I'm like, just give me, I need 5 minutes to just kind of recalibrate my anxiety.
All right, ready? Hi, guys. Now, look, it does get a little like, oh,
but it's not directed at you. Right. It's not you.
I'm 33 and recently lost my husband to suicide. Through processing my grief and all that came with it, I started writing letters of love to the people in my life who have had a huge impact and have found it to be incredibly cathartic. I started from the periphery. The first was my high school boyfriend, whom I'm still close with, working my way in, and I'm still working on the ones to my immediate family. I have never asked for a response because that really isn't the purpose. Getting out in print exactly what I feel for these people brings me the kind of solace I imagine daily journaling does. Let me read that better in a better way.
Yep.
Getting out in print exactly what I feel for these people brings me the kind of solace I imagine daily journaling does. But since I'm still working my way through the weeds, these very personal and direct messages seem to be more manageable. I feel like in this digital instant gratification world that we live in, it has become so much more important to make a conscious effort to make sure the important people in my life know exactly how special they are. That being said, I have also gotten to a point of not giving a single fuck about any of the small stuff anymore. I thought I was pretty carefree and positive person before, but through setting boundaries and really, truly looking out for my own well-being before everyone else's, I have become a new, better version of myself and feel more confident and stronger than ever before. I'm not thrilled that it took a tragedy in my life to shake me out of my perceived reality to find this new version, but here I am, and I'm grateful for this new season of self-discovery. How would you guys feel if you received a random letter from someone in your life telling you just how much you have impacted their life? Thanks for the laughs, Caitlin. P.S. In the first few weeks after my husband passed, I wasn't able to listen to any podcast, watch TV, or consume any sort of media because it was all too much noise. Eventually, I was able to start listening to Pen Pals again because you guys are so genuine and kind and obviously funny that it felt like a big bear hug for my two favorite dudes. Thank you very much for all that you do. It has a profound impact. It has had a profound impact on me.
I mean, that little PS alone feels like we can now answer that final question just before the sign off.
I mean, offended.
And Daniel is still crying and offended deeply. Caitlin, first, I'll work it backwards.
Do it.
As I'm known to do. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Rory style.
Hashtag Rory style. That postscript, that is so nice. And I appreciate that. And I can fully understand that, you know, after something like that happens, it's hard to navigate, you know, back into, you know, entertainment is what it is. And it's hard to consume news or entertainment because you don't really understand the weight of those things or what it even matters. And, you know, there's still you could still easily drift to the side of why does anything matter is I think we all sometimes do it every now and then. But to say that Daniel and I, two cackling idiots talking into a microphone was a way to, you know, sort of, slowly get back into the water, so to speak, to kind of what, you know, whatever the phrase would be. It's just kind of baby step it back into what maybe feels normal. To know that we played any part of that, I'm not just saying this. It is a big part of why we even do comedy because we know how good it feels for people to laugh. For us, and it feels, you know, it definitely feeds our ego, which there's no denying it. There's a lot of ego involved. It feels great. But when people make me laugh, I know how good it feels. And when you make people laugh or feel good, that is, you know, that you got to eat, you got to buy groceries, you got to pay rent. But it somehow, this thing you can't quantify comes before the money. And it's, you know, if someone says you're going to get paid this much, it doesn't mean it's going to be fun, but there's times people go, I'm not going to pay you at all. And you might go, that was the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. Yeah. And that's just tells you kind of what it is. And then, you know, secondly, so sorry, this is, you know, such a tragic thing to go through. And I'm sure it's wildly traumatizing and for you to write this letter and to slowly get through it and to find your way through it is absolutely huge. It's the, you know, I think our listeners just heard this letter And probably instinctually, as we all do, you start to go, well, what would I do? What if that were me? How would I feel? And I'm sure it's inspiring for people to hear that you have found your way through it with these letters to send to people. And also, what a way to create an impactful relationship with those people. Which leads me to the question. How would you guys feel if you received a random letter from someone in your life telling you just how much you have impacted their life? I think it... You know, in my imagination of what that letter could be, if someone felt something, I think it would probably floor me, especially if it's unexpected.
Yeah.
Like if you wrote me something, it would still be huge, but it wouldn't feel so wildly unexpected because we talk. Yeah, we talk all the time and we know that we're friends and we're vulnerable about stuff. But isn't that
in some ways interesting too? Right. Because I think that's what she's doing. Like, forgive me if I'm making a wrong assumption here, Caitlin, but like, you're still close, but like sending a letter to your old ex-boyfriend, it's like you want them to know how you feel and you obviously mean what you're saying, but the like stakes of any sort of awkward interaction probably are very low, which is like kind of picking up like possibly why you're saying you're kind of working out and in.
Yeah. Smart way to do it.
Because I think that like it would be very surprising to get a letter from somebody I knew in high school, right? But in a way of like, oh my God, this person even, like I still register in their fucking brain space at all. So that would be surprising.
Just that detail alone.
But if I were to get a letter from you, Rory, it would be surprising on a level because I'd be like, man, I see this guy all the time and he never says any of this stuff.
Right.
So there would be this whole other like, but I'm around
this
you
whole
a lot.
Layer.
Yeah. Of surprisal of like, oh, I didn't. But then also I would like really appreciate on, I guess it'd be a different thing too, where I'd be like, oh, Rory took the time to be like, here's some stuff I want to say to this friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of a different type of surprise. One is out of the blue. The other is like, a lot of blue, but it came out of like, I didn't know you needed to say that.
Yeah.
All right. That you felt that
way. That's a good point. It could be surprising or unexpected, even in that context. Hashtag surprisal. Let's not pretend like we didn't hear him say it.
It felt right, though.
It felt so right to the point where I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Like, I want to go, Daniel, that's not a word. But then I'm like, is it a word? I think I'm like that about a lot of stuff.
When I was saying it, I was like, surprisal.
Surprisal.
Yeah. So, okay.
And it was a total surprisal. I kind of like, hashtag surprisal again. Two of them.
Okay, so... I think that what I love about this, because like,
well,
Caitlin doesn't say if it was unexpected, the suicide, but that's kind of irrelevant.
Right.
My point is like, you don't ever know when you'll get to have said something to someone.
Yes.
But can I ask a question?
Always. Honestly, I think we're supposed to.
Not to fly in the face of this, but everything can be too much. Too much can be everything. And so I also don't want anyone to live their life always feeling like they might not see someone tomorrow.
Yes. Because it's crippling.
Yeah.
It's crippling and it also doesn't necessarily feed the right vibe.
This is a very good
exercise.
I'm not naysaying this at all, what Caitlin's doing.
Oh, no. I think this is more a therapeutic exercise, which I think is truly... brilliant. I think it's a brilliant idea. I'm not, I know when you go, it's a brilliant idea. It's like, well, it's not really this idea. It's this thing I'm doing and I need to do it. Like, and I totally get it, but the thing that you figured out and how to do it is truly incredible. And it isn't like we all ever understand the moment that we will be changed and the moment that we will have to start processing, grief. It is absolutely, for the most part,
right.
Absolutely sudden and like you said, out of the blue, almost like one of these letters would be. It's out of the blue and it is so changing of your reality that there are a lot of people that don't, like, I think these letters are sort of like finding your foothold as you climb back up and you find out where your hands are supposed to be and where should your feet go and am I balanced? And I think these letters are sort of that, because there's a lot of people that don't get that. And everyone will experience different levels and different types of grief, and there will be plenty of overlap that is the exact same type of grief. But it isn't until you have to confront it that you understand how cripplingly powerful grief truly is. You feel something leave your body.
There's just This American weakness. Life just did an episode on grief, and I haven't started it yet because I'm
What show?
This American Life.
Oh, right.
Well, I think their most recent episode that they posted, they might have done it years ago. You know, they kind of move things around. But I saw that it was about grief.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to listen to this.
It's, I think all of that stuff is absolutely fascinating, and how people cope with it, or some people don't cope with it and they aren't capable of coping with it, because it puts in perspective how big life is and how much energy, when an energy goes out, like that in when someone passes, I mean, it does feel like the power goes out of your house. It's just something that suddenly happens and everybody looks around and, you know, you're like, what do we do? And if someone said, well, I don't know what you're going to do, but what if I told you the power in your house is not ever going to come back on? That energy is now gone forever.
Right.
You will be a changed person. You will not operate the same way you once did. You did not prepare anything for that moment. And it's another reason why I think these letters are great. Not because you're sending these letters to people going, hey, in the off chance that we don't ever talk or something happens, I want you to know I felt this way. You know, you're maybe doing the opposite. You know, in helping yourself in your own grief, you might be giving people such a positive punch of feeling good because you expressed this brutal vulnerability about how much they mean to you. You might unknowingly be lifting up a lot of people to become a stronger energy for someone else in their life. And I'm genuinely floored by how great of an idea it is, but how I think it's such a great way to grief and to get stuff out. And also the working outside in, you know, further circle, but like getting people that are close to you. I think it's such a great exercise because it almost teaches you how you want to write and approach those people that you do see all the time.
So I think I would feel like I needed to respond, but then I would also, to answer
now it
the
is
question,
a random letter from someone in your life. I'm wondering how random the someone is. Like, I almost want to say, how would we feel about it? And let's try to get specific, like who it would be. Like, who is someone where you would go, like, you'd be like, ah, that was totally out of the blue, but would still have a huge impact. I guess that's maybe impossible to do because it's all like what they would write that would make you feel that.
If Brad or Corey, two of my best friends, wrote me a letter about how they felt about me.
Crad? Talking about Crad? That's their celebrity couple name? Crad?
Or Brory?
Are you talking about Brory?
They
Brayori.
I think that would kind of that would probably floor me a little bit.
And you'd be like, "Oh, this totally adds up," but I'm floored, kind of thing.
Yeah, but I would feel this need to respond.
Yeah,
but then I would think, "Don't respond," because that's not what they want you to do. And then I would be like, "All right, I need to wait a few months when they're not expecting it and send one to them."
Yeah,
is that weird?
No.
Like I wouldn't want to return the favor just as a social expectation.
To wait is
but
not
I would
weird
say
at all.
Like
it's like the I love you.
I would probably say
it's like, oh, you said it. So then I said it. It's like, well, then that's not, it's really not meaningful. Like it might have been meaningful you to say it to me, but for me to just say it back to you, I was like, oh, did you just say it because I said it? And you're like, that's not the same.
But you know what's weird? Impact. When somebody dies, we'll stand up in front of a room full of people and essentially read that letter to them.
Yes. I mean, hey, if we're not talking back to grandma at the wedding,
right?
It's so bizarre that there are examples within examples of letters that have already happened. But when we said you should read this to your grandmother at that wedding, I think in the history of this show, it was the greatest idea we've ever had. And I think it was an idea.
Great ideas.
We've had really good ideas. We're nominated constantly for ideas, the Ideas of the Year Awards.
But and we thought of that.
And that was our idea for that award show. And it was our idea to nominate us. And that's where the ideas come from. They're ideas of ideas. But I truly am like, that's the most important thing to do, is to tell that woman while she can hear it. And I would like to think that that was, you know, when that grandmother, you know, passes away. We've had so many grandmother stories. Mm-hmm. I keep almost
some
about
of
to
them
say,
are cunts.
I know, I'm about to say cunty grandmother, but that wouldn't be her. But I think, you know, when that grandmother did pass, and I can't remember when that was, but I want to say maybe six months or a year ago. Everything blends now. I can't remember. But it wasn't that long ago.
It was in 2020.
Yeah, but not that long ago, it feels like.
No, it doesn't at all.
And I think when that happened, I think it was Amanda, right? Isn't it Amanda? Yeah. I think Amanda must have been like, I'm so glad I told her. I think he even wrote that into a letter, a follow-up letter. Like, I'm so glad that I had said those things to her. And I think a lot of us, and I kind of, I know this isn't totally what we're talking about here, but maybe it kind of drifts into a little bit. And Daniel kind of touched on it. But the regret of wondering if you had told people, I think is impossible to overcome. It's impossible to say, well, no matter what, I definitely told everybody how I felt. Right. I don't know that that's true, because God forbid if something happened to like my wife, who I say I love you 18,000 times a day to.
It's still never
I would
enough.
Still go, did I tell her everything?
Right.
Did I show her everything of who I am and how I felt? How
it's
much
Garth
I
Brooks, dude. Garth Brooks song. If tomorrow
that's crazy.
Never comes.
I've been playing Colin Baton
Will
Rouge
she know how bit. Much? Really? Mm-hmm. I love her. I can't remember the
you
rest.
You need to be a recording artist, and I'm not going to keep saying that.
Really?
This is a blank check I'm handing you right now. But I'm.
I love this idea.
Go get a studio, put a band together.
And if tomorrow never comes.
This is a second blank check. I think you need two blank checks.
Will she know how much I loved her?
Fuck. Here's a third blank check.
Did I try in every way?
That was good.
To show her every day.
Is that good?
She's my only one.
I go to Lissa because I know Lissa sings. I'm like, Lissa, we know I'm dumb. Is this good?
If my time on earth were through.
I don't know how to have an opinion. She's like, well, how do you feel about it? I'm like, I don't know.
For the listeners, I currently have 7 blank checks. Rory keeps putting them
cash
on the
them
table.
All. Why would anyone write? I think that's so funny to write multiple blank checks. Here's the second one. I know. Here's the second one. You earned it. Like, oh, all right. And then that person feels a responsibility to go, well, I guess I'll put a little bit on one, a little bit on the other. I would feel, I don't know who would write me a letter. I will say that in a way, Daniel and I actually maybe can directly relate to this, because as you mentioned in your PS, we do get letters that we've read on here and some that we haven't read on the show that right. Some people are just writing us to say that they're grateful mm-hmm. for the show. And that is exactly what you're asking. And I will say it has enough of an impact for Daniel and I to get fired up to constantly want to keep doing
you're right.
This show. That's the level of impact. And a stranger who Daniel and I don't know, who just writes and says, hey, I was in a dark space and I started listening to Pen Pals and it really helped me get through ... Because that is so much for us to go, well, shit, I mean, then the reason why we're doing it and the good thing we're hoping mm-hmm. we're putting out there, the information's coming back. Hey, the good thing is being received and it's working, it's helping and people enjoy it. And so that, you know, in a broader sense of this show, us getting those, you know, amazing compliments about how people like this show, it fuels the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you're right. We do get them.
Yeah.
All right, Caitlin. Very sorry for your loss, but love the process that you're going through to deal with that loss.
I think it's very powerful.
And the beauty that you're putting back into the world by telling people what they mean to you and also giving zero fucks. That's good too.
That's maybe my favorite thing. Like, I don't give a fuck about the small stuff anymore. It's like, absolutely.
We appreciate being a big bear hug to you as
and here's one
worked
right
your
now.
Way back into media.
Get in here.
Get in here, Caitlin.
Thank you so much. And keep us posted on how everything's going with you. We care. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk.
And Rory Big Bear Scoville.
Hey, I love every chance I get to make healthy choices, especially when I don't have to sacrifice taste or convenience. Magic Spoon cereal is the best way to do that. It's amazing taste without all the bad stuff.
Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs, plus only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
And if you haven't tried their latest flavor, birthday cake, you're going to want to do that ASAP. It's available in a special 5-pack for a limited time only, so get it while you can.
Or you can always build your own custom bundle and fill it with your favorites. Available flavors for that are cocoa, fruity, frosted peanut butter, and cinnamon.
I would eat cocoa every day.
Yeah, I think that's frosted for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's just so wonderful. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I sometimes throw it in with some yogurt, and that's I just get a crunch to the yogurt.
You don't even need your almond milk or soy milk, whatever your liberal ass is going.
We do some pea milk in this. You do, really? House. We do Ripple milk.
I've never had pea milk.
It is so good.
It works with the Magic Spoon?
P-E-A, folks. Awesome. P-E-A. So go to magicspoon.com/penpals to grab the new limited edition birthday cake or a custom bundle of cereal to try it today. And be sure to use our promo code penpals at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout.
Magic Spoon is backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
That's magicspoon.com/penpals and use the code penpals to save $5 off.
Pennies, pallers. With most phone plans, if you get a great deal, there's usually some sort of catch. Well, guess what? Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. No catch.
Mint Mobile is the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there are no crazy overhead costs that you end up paying for. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings direct to you.
And all plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
That's exactly right.
It works.
Yeah.
It's just simple and easy.
It's easier
than you think it's going to be.
I think because changing phone plans and all that stuff.
You're like, oh, I got to go do this for 4 hours.
It's like buying a car. You right. got to sit and you got to fill out all the forms and everything. This is not that in any way. You take the card, you put it in your phone, you keep your own, your old phone.
Yep. Yeah. With any Mint Mobile plan, you keep the same phone number and your phone with all of your existing contacts.
And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month.
In fact, to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get it shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/penpals.
That's mintmobile.com/penpals. And we are back, folks. Just a very quick update.
Dude, make it long. Make it
I'm going to go long here. Physical, the show that I'm on Apple TV Plus with Rose Byrne, the first 3 episodes dropped last week, June 18th, and a new one will come out each Friday.
How many episodes is it?
10 total.
Okay.
So there's 7 more to go. This Friday will be the 4th one. Please, tune in. I'm very proud of it. There's a lot. There's a very fun scene in it. A couple that I'm really proud of. So please check it out and support that show and tell people to watch that show. Because let's be honest, I like having a job. It's fun to do. It's fun to have a job.
Can I tell people, if you are going to promote it on social media, if you're going to tell people like, oh my God, I'm loving Physical, little curtain pull for you guys. Tag Apple Plus.
Tag them.
Because they do see that.
Tag them and tag Pen Pals and let them solve the puzzle. Like, wow, there's a community out there that really likes this show. And you know what? Even if you hate the show, tag Apple. And my second announcement, which is equally as important to me. I've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Daniel and I have talked about it. Daniel has actually seen this. But
I haven't
tomorrow
seen this
night,
most recent cut.
That's right. Yeah. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern time on my YouTube page, it's official Rory Scovel, we are going to premiere my special/documentary Live Without Fear/Live Without Fear. And it won't be something you can just log on whenever you want and just watch it. It will be available to do that the days after. But if you want to see it when it premieres, that's 8 p.m. Eastern on my YouTube page, and there'll be a super chat, and I'll be on there talking to people about it and answering questions if people have questions. But I'm very proud of this. It's a fully improvised special, no written material at all. It's me talking about the experience
I've seen the scripts.
It's very well written.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's up for best screenplay. Best screenplay idea at the IDEs. The IDEs. Yeah. So yeah, if you would be so kind, tune in to check that out, and please spread the word about all these things. As Daniel and I tell you constantly, when we have shows on the road, or if we have TV shows that we've made or we're in or are working on, if you watch them and you can spread the word about them,
it matters.
Because you genuinely like it. Don't just do it to do it. If you genuinely like it, know that you telling people to watch it who maybe genuinely like it and tell other people is how those things stay on the air. My show, Robbie, is no longer on the air. And I think had we had a huge, massive amount of people watching it, I think people would have been like, oh shit, people like this show. But it fell to the wayside and not many people saw it. So I think it's great. I love it. But keep in mind, great things can go away unless the word of mouth is there to keep these things alive. So all these things depend on you. So thank you so much. And please tune in.
Real quickly before we jump in, I will tell everybody, go to danielvankirk.com because if a couple weeks ago on the 9th, I announced my tour, the Together Again tour. Yeah. We're starting August 11th in Chicago, Illinois, and then all the dates are coming after that. If you see any dates on there and the links aren't up yet, they're coming. And if your city isn't on there, message me and say, hey, come here, and I'll see what we can do about it. But we're going to a lot of places. Chances are we are going there. Go to danielvankirk.com. All right.
And also, if you message someone like me or Daniel and you say, hey, come to town, tell us what your favorite venue is for that.
For sure,
and and it always helps if you're like, hey, here's who I saw there.
Could even be a show in your town. Like, oh, every week they do this show at blank and it's one of the best places.
At blank, yeah. And don't worry what the size is or what it is. But if you say like, and I'm going to use this name because it comes up all the time. Cool. But when someone's like, Kyle Kinane was just here. Let me just tell you, that goes a long way for me because I'm friends with Kyle. Mm-hmm. I then message Kyle and I go, did you like that venue? Because maybe I'll go play that venue. So, and that's not just Kyle. He's just an example. But if you've seen comics at a venue and you're like, Daniel would love this venue, tell him that venue. Don't just say, come to my town. Be like, hey, and here's the spot I think you should look into.
Yeah.
And that makes it so much better for us because we also want to play. Playing at a good venue is why the show is good.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind as well. Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Back in it. Title of this one is A Question of Decency Versus Necessity, RE, Peeing in Public. What does RE mean?
Regarding.
I don't believe that.
No,
it is. Chow pals.
What do you think it means?
We've never gotten that before.
Chow pals?
Chow pals.
That's our food. Have we ever gotten that? That's our pet food company.
Chow pals. C-H-O-W. Chow pals. I love the show. Day one paler here.
Okay.
You've read one of my letters before, but I was curious about something when I heard this story in the news and I had to share it. There's a link to the story, but here we go.
Okay.
A Canadian politician who had previously been caught getting naked on camera during a meeting got caught, I'm going to assume Zoom, got caught again for peeing into a coffee cup again in a video meeting. A coffee cup is a bold choice because of the splashback and small space that it provides for a pee that couldn't wait. Dan, I didn't know if this was a DPT or PP episode letter. I went with my gut. There's a lot to unpack there to begin with, but my question is this. What was your most dire I need to pee situation? I know it's different for genders who can't just stand at a urinal or a tree. Thankfully, I have been fortunate to be able to pee in a variety of discreet situations. I once peed into two separate water bottles during Lord of the Return of the King.
What is that?
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. But I like that they called it Lord of the Return of the King.
Does that mean it's a mega cut?
I think it's the director's cut.
Like a mega, or they combine them? Okay.
It's the infinite cut by Peter Jackson. Because I don't want to miss a thing. Use my name all you want. Simon Milton Danger. Do you think that's a real name? Peace.
Simon Danger?
Simon Milton Danger.
No, I don't.
this one is... I don't know if I've told this story on here, but when I played college soccer, my hometown in Greenville, they started a sort of semi-pro team.
Okay.
But you weren't paid because obviously as soon as you're paid, you can't play college soccer.
Right.
So it's like semi-pro in terms of what it felt like as a league, but yet still an amateur league. And we were called the Greenville Lions. And, we went and played somewhere. I do not remember. And on the way home from this place that where we played, it was like in North Carolina or something, maybe a 3 or 4 hour drive. We get in the van and maybe an hour into it, I have to pee. And I mentioned that I have to pee. And one of the guy's dads is like co-owner of the team. And he goes, I'm not stopping for a while. And I was like, okay. I just sat in the van wondering what my next move was going to be in terms of, you know, what do I do?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Stopping for a while.
I don't know.
It's not like you're saying
it's so
like,
fast.
It's not
to
like
stop.
You walk up and are like, hey, I'd really like a Butterfinger if we could make that happen.
I know.
And then he's like, I'm not stopping for a Butterfinger. Exactly. Like, well, I tried. But you're saying I have to pee.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was like we were just outside the car and now we're in the car. Now it has been because I know that. So
but
it's
still,
not like
what are you gonna
ask
do?
To pee right when I needed to pee because I knew I was like, it's got to be a certain amount
thing.
Of time to justify
yes.
someone going, I get it. So I say that we don't stop. And someone goes, you know, I have a Gatorade bottle. And I was like, oh, all right.
What are we talking here?
And everyone in the van goes,
the handle or are we
no,
going
no, no.
standard?
Remember the handle? They probably still do the handle.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's the standard, like kind of small one.
Okay. Yeah.
And I go,
maybe a quart.
Everyone in the van is like, yeah, pee in the bottle. Even the dad's like, yeah, do it. So I don't have to stop.
Do it.
So I'm in the back of the van. This is the old school big vans with like the captain seats and the you know, huge, big plush. Those are great vans.
Yeah,
by the
big
way.
Conversion van. A lot of times those would go down to a queen size bed back there.
Yeah. They do. Yeah, that's right. Probably gas guzzlers.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
God.
I try to pee, but I can't. It's not like, oh, I have to pee so bad it would just come out anyways. I'm not there yet. So I'm like trying to pee, but I can't. Everyone's there and I'm like, I just can't.
You don't have a problem crowded bathroom peeing?
No, not at all. Okay. Maybe it's because we're
some
all there to do
have
the
to
same
like
thing.
Zero in on the wall, go to a space.
You know what I don't like? I don't like a trough.
Well, you've never been to Wrigley Field?
I have.
You get in
all
that
of those, all stadiums that are like not new, not updated, not upgraded are like that.
Gross story? Gross side story?
Yes.
I once saw a guy swim through the trough.
Why? Why did I say that off microphone? I leaned so far back. He's like, why, Daniel?
He was hammered drunk. And he thought that would be hilarious to swim through, I don't know, a few thousand guys pee. I could not believe what I saw.
Where do you think that guy is today? Also, when was this?
Like 2003.
Jesus Christ. He was probably deep into Coldplay. There's no doubt at that point.
We were all yellow.
Oh! Folks, that's going to be a classic Daniel Rory high five. That's awful. That is so awful. I am just now sitting here going,
what would you
sometimes after I swim, I don't take a shower and I'm in bed going, I got chlorine all over
right.
me. Now I'm just like, ah,
where
who cares?
Does that guy go from there? Back to his seat?
I didn't even think about any of that. I just thought the game was over.
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was in college. Like, I just can't pee at a trough. I'm like,
okay,
I don't. Sorry, I'm not comfortable.
You're no trough guy.
In college, my buddy Rick Wege, his 21st birthday, we go down to see him in Statesboro, Georgia. He was going to, I think, Southern Georgia. I think that was the name of the school.
Okay.
Anyways, and I go into the it's at a club. We go to a club.
Yeah.
And it's like Southern dudes. And I go, we're going to this trough. And there's this dude in front of me. And he just announces. This is so classic Southern. And probably anywhere. But he just announces to the room, everybody quit being nervous about your dick size. Just get it out and piss. And everybody, I just remember being
in the
like,
bathroom?
Everyone was just like, yeah. But in my head, I was like, this guy, I think this guy wants to see some dicks.
I'll be the judge of who should be nervous.
I watched this guy step up to the trough and just record timing. Like, and I get up there and
it's too much. It's too communal for you?
It's too communal. I'm like, I can't go. So I do that thing. I've done this so many times in my life. Like even recently. Well, not recently. The past year, I haven't peed around anybody. But where I go, all right, I'm all done. And I have not gone at all.
More.
And I just like, I get me in a stall. The stall, and this is a bit, but the stall is the VIP of the, you're like, I get my own room.
Yes.
I'm in here. Close the door.
Yes.
This is mine.
Yes.
When I'm at a concert or a sporting event and I'm in the line and it's like all the urinals, which is fine. But if it just times out that you're going to get a stall, it's like, Yahtzee, I'm going in the stall.
Can I tell you of my thoughts on stalls. I just
honestly, now is probably the only time to do that.
The crazy thing is, I guarantee you we would have many of these times. I don't think okay, here's my thing. I was at a Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. I believe you.
And I went and I used the handicap stall.
Okay.
And sometimes I've been where everybody's waiting and no one will go use the handicap stall.
Uh-huh.
And I try, my theory on this is anyone can use the handicap stall.
Absolutely. The thing is,
if there's a line and someone who specifically needs that stall, they're automatically next for that stall.
100 million percent. Always and forever.
Because I've been where people are like, oh, you can't go in there. It's for...
Incorrect.
And forgive me, anybody who says handicap is not a word we should be saying, I feel like maybe it's problematic. I don't know.
I don't think it is.
A person with physical needs, whatever. Yeah. They've been like, oh, that's for... It's not for you. And I'm like, it's for all of us. It just means that if someone who specifically, due to their limitations
their
or
way.
Challenges... Sorry if I'm being problematic. Due to their challenges, if they come in here, they get it automatically next. That's the rule?
Yes.
We agree on this?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. I've never told anybody this, and I've felt it for as long as I've thought critically.
I think someone is crazy to go, well, you can't use that stall. No one can
what
use
if a,
it.
What if a person who needs that comes in and be like, they'll be next?
Yes. That is 100%. And also, it's like, hey, you can't go in that stall and use it because look, this person right here, you go, of course.
Right.
You don't cut. Right. Even if you're next in line, you're cutting.
Right.
It's not for you.
Right.
But if it's available
and there isn't
someone in line, you go, then it's yours. I think that 100%.
Okay, thank God.
Anyways,
so you're here at a trough, no trough
in the van.
Oh, yeah, now you're back in the van. Yeah.
So I'm having trough problems in the van. Uh-huh. And then we drove for a long time. I've never, and I know this for a fact, I've never held my pee for this long in my life.
Did it hurt?
I was in pain.
Yeah.
I was shifting.
It's bad for you.
It's very bad for you. I was shifting constantly. And when he finally pulled over to get gas, I was like, get out of my way.
Were you talking an hour?
We're talking a long time. It was a long time of holding
it.
And like going... All I knew was like, all right, well, I do have this Gatorade bottle. So when it is like happening.
When your body says we're taking over.
Yeah.
You know.
I go in and we stop at a gas station. So, you know, there's limited and it's like the whole team. It's a few vans, like a caravan.
I just imagine Rory running. Can I have the key?
Can I have the key?
Because you have to think about it.
I'm already going.
Do I go straight to the door, find out I need a key?
Yeah.
Or do I go to the clerk, ask about a key first?
Yeah.
Because if I don't need the key, I'm going to be...
The team is who's lining up, and I cut it, and I go, I don't care.
Of course you do.
I go, I don't care.
Yeah,
and I go in, and I peed for so long.
Oh, man. Like the Adam Sandler bit? I don't know if
this is true. Yes. I don't know if this is true for women, but when you hold it for so long, mm-hmm. when you do finally have to go and you start to go, there is a split second of pain. Because it's like so much buildup of pressure.
Yes.
I imagine it's probably true for both, but I only know it for me. Actually, I don't even know if that's true for men.
Lissa says true.
Lissa's giving the thumbs up.
Lissa says true.
But that was my most like aggressive holding. It was painful. It's not necessarily similar to this, but that is a pee story that pops. And I'm not good at recalling stories, as you all know. But that one, as soon as I read the title, I even thought about it. Pee.
Really?
And when I think of the word pee, I'm like, that time in the van. I'm immediately drawn to it.
If they had pulled over, would you have been able to go in the ditch?
Yes.
Would you have been able to go? Well, you wouldn't need the Gatorade bottle.
Yes, but I would have. I would have been able to do both of those.
It was just in that setting.
I think it was just like, we're in this van. And also, you're like slightly moving because of the van. Yeah, so you're I can't just settle.
No.
And then go.
And you need to be able to relax your hips.
I have to relax. I have to settle. And then I'm there and ready to go. And I was not able to get to that space in that van.
Whoa.
And you know what? I was a pretty good player on that team. I mean, I'm not saying status should have caused him to pull over, but it's like, you know, maybe I'll miss a few games.
Remember somebody asked Bill Parcells, do you coach all your players the same? And he said, hell no.
Yeah.
Some players deserve better treatment than other players. Oh, roar.
I'm not saying that was me, but.
No, I do.
You know what? I was pretty good.
I don't remember having a most dire need situation. I tell you this, after I watched that guy swim through the trough, I did not need to pee.
Yeah, that probably changed your life forever.
Mm-hmm.
You knew in that moment, you're like, I'm going to, whatever job I get, I'm going to be fine.
I'll tell you this one time.
Because you were 23. Were you in the agency then? Were you in the bureau?
Oh, I was retired.
Already retired from the bureau. That's so, at 23, already been through it.
Mm-hmm, me and Jack Phillips. God,
that's insane.
Daniel, I'm going to tell you right now.
If you ever see a guy peeing in the trough.
A lot of people tell you, as an insult, they'll say, I bet he sits when he pees. You want to know something?
It's fun to do.
Always sit when you pee. Take a break. Why stand You've a little bit it. More? You've earned it.
I agree
it.
With that.
They're paying you. Read the paper in there. Take the Sun-Times afternoon edition into the stall with you. Let it rip.
Age, let's say 5, whenever I started, when I was like potty trained. So let's say 3. I don't know when it was.
Yeah.
But like standing up and peeing.
Yeah.
Let's say 3 to 27.
Huh?
Stood up and peed.
Yeah.
28 till now, I sit down all the time. And honestly, I just kind of just, I'm done and I just stay.
It's your office.
It's my office.
I'm with you, dude.
Sometimes my wife has to be like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, that's right. I have a family.
Are you on TikTok yet?
Scott just started a TikTok.
Are you, so you're on it?
We're going to start posting stand-up.
It's going to increase your pee time by a lot if you open up that TikTok.
Oh, because you just surf it.
It's the best.
Everyone says TikTok is the best. I kind of want to just get away from
TikToks.
I watch them. I want to get away from all of it. I like it more. The times that I've wanted to take a hammer to this phone.
You.
It's more and more.
You're like the wave planet in Interstellar. It comes on every once in a while where you're like, fuck this phone.
I'm only trying to relate. I'm not trying to disrespectfully equate these two things. Okay. I know that they're not.
Okay.
But it's like someone who's an alcoholic who doesn't want to drink.
Yeah.
That's me and all these fucking apps. I'm on Instagram surfing it and I don't even want to. There I am doing it.
Are you like me? Sometimes you'll find yourself in like a place with no cell service and you just relax a little bit more. Yeah. Some people get anxious. I get like, oh, good. That's one of the reasons I like flying. When they're like, Wi-Fi's down, I'm like, great. Great. We're just hanging.
I know the day I finally throw my cell phone into a lake is the day the apocalypse starts and I really got to get in touch with people and see where stuff is. That's where I live.
Oh, Simon.
Sci.
Good letter.
Good.
I know. Also, can we just really quick touch on that guy? One time, Canadian politician on a Zoom, they catch you, I'd be like, all right, you forgot what's going on. Twice?
Yeah, he wants that. Yeah, he's a showman.
There's something happening there. And I'm not trying to shame anybody, although I am shaming you if you're forcing other people to, without their consent, to look at you.
I truly don't understand. Even the guy for like CNN or whatever who like started masturbating and he lost his job. You're right. You know what I'm talking about? What, Tubin?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember it.
All I'm thinking in my head is like, what was he doing? Like, how hard is it to just really make sure your camera's off? I'm not saying
how bad do you need to masturbate.
I know, and I'm only going to the reality of the situation where I'm like, why are you doing it? We can't even ask that because it did happen. There is a why that we don't ever get to find out about.
Right,
but what if you are going to do it? You shouldn't, but you're going to. Mm-hmm. Why are you not 100% hyper focused on the sound and the video being off? Why are you not, what, like, and then to be like, I made a mistake and I got caught. It's like, you're honestly, it's not even about the fact that you were masturbating. It's that you're just not smart enough to be here anymore. You're not a smart enough guy.
You've weeded yourself out.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Meanwhile,
that
you have me
at all.
I close my computer after a Zoom and I'm like, can they still hear me?
I just stand still. Until the next Zoom. I don't even live my life. They're not catching me.
Oh. All right, Simon. Thanks for this.
Have you ever been caught? Let's move on. That's a deep
question.
We're going to
get a letter now.
Have you ever been caught? That's a great letter. That's how we start our... That's how we start the Team Coco world. Who's been caught masturbating?
Well, I'll give you a simple answer. Have you?
No.
Me either.
But it's weird. I kind of want to just feel the shame. Okay, here we go. I got to tell you, Simon, you dug deep and you got us. You got us with this pee talk. We almost diverted into a whole new thing just now. So danger, you are dangerous. That's why your name is Simon Milton Danger. You are a danger. But we appreciate the letter and appreciate your attention. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. Since we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel
and Daniel Van Kirk.
It wasn't so long ago.
A podcast network.